Podcast Network Asia.
Are you confused, overwhelmed, and worried about your homeschooling journey? Don't worry, you're not alone. We are here to help. I am your host, Novi Antan, your homeschool coach, and in this podcast, I will be guiding you with everything you need to know about homeschooling. Join me and my friends as we share tips, tricks, best practices, and experiences in every aspect of homeschooling. We'll help you figure out what you need to know so that you can come up with your own homeschooling rhythm. Together, let us learn how to homeschool without losing our minds. Hello, homeschoolers. Have you struggled teaching vocabulary to your kids? Well, maybe this podcast will be a win points for me and some and others will boo me. And maybe you're not gonna continue listening to this podcast, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, homeschoolers, I don't teach vocabulary. Yes, I don't have those index cards. I don't have those notebooks or lists here. Why? Because I don't believe it works. If you are interested with this topic and why I don't believe it works, join me in this podcast. So why I don't teach vocabulary to my kids? This is my personal story. I still remember in my elementary days, meron kami tinatawag like, nakafocus kami sa isang vocabulary every week. And sa totoo lang, wala ko masyadong maintindihan kasi kumbaga, in-introduce yung isang vocabulary and then gagawin mo na naman for the next week na hindi ko pa masyado nag-grasp yung nangyayari last week, di ba? But I just want to be honest in this podcast. There's one vocabulary that I really love, na na-remember ko, and I'm gonna tell you why. And this word is the word called surreptitious. Okay, ano ba ibig sabihin ng surreptitious? Yung surreptitious word, it means a secret. O yan, di ba? No elementary days. Siguro, I'm not sure if I was grade 6 at the time, no? Meron kayo mga pinag-uusapan na secret between friends. And surreptitious sounded like totyal for me at that time to be in and belong with my friends. So, yun lang talaga yung goal. Kaya, I think na-remember ko yung word na yon, yung surreptitious. But, I just want you to be encouraged, hopefully, in this podcast. Because in the beginning of my homeschool career, I was thinking, kung paano ko talaga ituturo tong words na to. And I was thinking, okay, I'm gonna do the traditional way, no? Sige, magkakaroon kami ng vocabulary every week. And I think at the time, 16 years ago, those are like most of the advice of the homeschool moms I have encountered. But sa totoo lang, it never lasted. And my kids seem to have that same adverse reaction to the idea that I had before, no? So finally, I came to that conclusion that vocabulary lessons done in a very traditional way and not in a fun way are unnecessary and do not accomplish the desired result of broadening or building a child's vocabulary. However, teka muna, don't quote me on this. Make no mistake po. I believe children should have a very extensive vocabulary and I just choose to take a different route, to take a different approach. And I hope these tips or my experience has a better way to be able to help your kids build their vocabulary lessons without, you know, being, how can I say, not interested, no? It's not dreary lessons or endless lists. So, ano nga ba itong mga ito? So, before I start with the practical stuff, remember I've been teaching here because I realized 100 plus na ako sa podcast. But I think less lang yung mga tinuturo kong practical tips. So, I want to be able to give more practical tips to you. And I hope you give me a feedback if you want more, no? So that I can make more contents about it. So first tip is read great books. We all know the benefits of reading great books. Give your children good books to read and read good books to them. Read aloud. Napaka-importante yan. The best books using big words and big concepts in a very enjoyable way. And I think that's one of the things that I love Charlotte Mason's home education. And that is something that I love with her because really focus on literature and talagang pinipili niya yung mga books na talagang great books using big words to be able to make our kids more interested and build their vocabulary. Next is have a conversation. Talk with your child every day. By talking and listening, your child will be able to build that oral language and vocabulary. For example, talk about your child's homeschool day, ask her, or describe the highs and lows of that homeschool day at school. Okay? And maybe you could be able to prompt your child to explain details of what had happened and how she felt and ways that she could be able to react on those events that happened to her in that homeschool day. You can be able to use big words through that conversation in that day. And you know, it has been always that I believe that children often can handle much more deeper or meatier conversation. And I do believe it's important we do our best to add to our vocabulary as adults. So when in conversation with our children, we can fill their ears with interesting words. Okay. So, hindi mo pinaplano, di ba? Pero you can use those big words through conversation. Yun lang naman po yun.
Have you ever thought about what kind of parent or partner you want to be?
Or what kind of family you'd want to have?
Tara, together with my spouse, Tammy.
Together with my husband, Dennis. Pag-usapan natin yan.
And let's grow together as parents and partners on our Parenthood podcast.
In this podcast,
we'll talk about principles and practical tips on marriage,
parenting, and family life.
Listen to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms.
Now back to the episode.
Next is involve your child. Yes. Like for example, when you're doing cooking, gardening, or other activities around the house, you need to provide opportunities for your children to learn those new vocabulary words. For example, if your child is helping more in, you know, baking those cookies, you can introduce cooking terms like measure, cups, teaspoon, etc., etc. So it should be a lifestyle while showing your child what the word means. So involve your child. Whatever you're doing as a lifestyle, use those words. Whatever activities, involve your child. Next is define the words you use as you speak. So for example, before you imagine, for example, throughout the day, no, it's not like a walking dictionary, but you allow to give an example of what it means. For example, you are talking to your child, siguro mga 4 or 5 years old siya, and sasabihin mo, alam mo anak, cleaning off your room would be beneficial for everyone in this house. Tapos hindi naman niya alam yung word na beneficial. But you could be able to say, but I can follow that sentence up with this one. For example, it is good for everyone if this room is tidy. So maybe these two sentences that I give an example together offer a new vocabulary word. And the definition in whatever conjunctions with one another is setting in which that makes sense. So your child will make that natural vocabulary, which tinatawag natin connections, and begin to use these words themselves because they understand the meaning of the word. So beneficial, diba? And then tidy. So something that they could be able to connect and correlate. So try your best to be able to define the words you use as you speak. First is, i-reward mo yung anak mo for using those big words. No? Sa totoo lang, we don't have to always have to use easy words when speaking with our child. Kasi parang feeling mo, hindi nila magagamit. But they could be able to enjoy that and show your child a different and fancier ways of saying words he or she already knows. For example, no? Maybe a descriptive word, like for example, heartbroken. Instead of being upset or sad, you could be able to use heartbroken. At pag ginamit niya yun, no, hindi ko naman sinasabi na you have to give them a treat every time they use big words, no. So, hindi naman ganun. But something that they could be able to look forward to. Like, big word. Ano ko parang sinasabi na, oh, si Kyla use big words and you appreciate it. And sometimes it's really a good laugh sometimes. And you could be able to reward your children like, oh, because you use a big word, we can play a game. Like, for example, it doesn't have to be a material stuff. But you recognize their effort by using those big words, no? And by using those big words, maybe in a fun way or in an interesting way. So the reward is in the enjoyment of using those big words as a family. So next tip po is talk about books. While reading with your child, make sure to be able to discuss the story. So use variety of words to describe characters or events from the story. If your child comes to a new word, talk about the meaning and try to explain it in a way your child understands. Next is one of my favorite tips is telling stories, especially we tell stories in the nighttime. Telling stories is a way to engage to our child's talking and asking questions, and which is also a good way to strengthen our kids' vocabulary. For example, you can tell your child about when you were a child, when you were young. So talk about maybe your experiences with their mom and dad when they were still small, their trips when they were in high school. Try to tell stories na wala namang libro, pero talagang kukwentuhan mo sila and using some of the big words while telling those stories. Next is one of my favorite tips, telling stories, especially we tell stories in the nighttime. Telling stories is a way to engage to our child's talking and asking questions, and which is a good way to strengthen our kids' vocabulary. For example, you can tell your child about when you were a child, when you were young. So talk about maybe your experiences with, with their mom and dad when they were still small, their trips when they were in high school. Try to tell stories na wala namang libro, pero talagang kukwentuhan mo sila and using some of the big words while telling those stories. This one, I really enjoyed this tip, which is making meaning words through art. So use drawing, painting, or acting to be able to help your child learn new words. Example, have your child create a drawing to represent a new word that she has learned. Also, maybe you can ask your child to act out the meaning of the word. And these are fun ways to help your child remember new words. So it would be more fun. One of the most important tips that I could share to you, no, that's why I don't teach vocabulary, is let us not bombard our kids with lots of new words at once. Kasi, yun nga, mapapagod sila and, you know, they will tend to not be interested anymore. So, I suggest introduce a manageable number of maybe new words. Saka, dapat ma-feel nila na talagang na-master na nila yon bago ka pumunta sa isang word, no? Say up to, like, for example, some of the kids I know, 2 weeks okay na, 3 weeks, pero depende talaga sa anak mo. So gauge that. Ikaw ang mas nakakaalam kung papaano. And the goal here is for the whole family to be able to use those words as a conversation as naturally as possible. So don't force it. Don't use lots of new words at once.
Hey guys, this is Anjali Dub, the host of the newest podcast called Life in Progress. Join me as I share my new journey of adulthood and help you a little on how you can be the best version of yourself, one podcast at a time. Powered by Podcast Network Asia.
This is really nice. Sometimes we tend to neglect it. Let us encourage our children to read materials other than books. Uy, pwede yun ah. New words that can be learned in a lot of places. Like for example, at home or at the back of your cereal box, no? Introduce them from word ingredients, di ba? Kapag pumunta ka sa grocery, so anak, let's check off if this is healthy, what is the ingredients? Or like yung mga signage, di ba, sa labas ng sasakyan. So let us not overlook the merits of reading, for example, newspapers or magazines, or even an online content. But make sure those materials are safe for kids to read. Hope that you are learning a lot so far. So next is play games together. Like board games such as, nako, it never goes out of style. Scrabble, Boggle, may mga junior na version pa yan, depende sa appropriate age. This is a great way to discover new words and consolidate knowledge. So word searches can also introduce new words and provide as a conversation starter. So like crossword are also a good way to link a word to its meaning. And yung mga tinatawag na games like I Spy, like that, can be a way to introduce new words to your kids. Ay, habang sinasabi ko itong mga tips na to, para akong nagkakaroon ng nostalgia when they were still small. Siyempre, grade 11 na po yung tinuturoan ko. So next is, encourage your child to write stories. Yes! Okay? If they enjoy it, di ba? They could be able to incorporate those words they've learned recently and it will help their creativity, their imagination, and they will feel proud when they realize how much they learn. So, ang tip ko dito is huwag kayo masyadong strict sa mga kama-kama muna or mga spelling. Just let them write stories on their own and be more confident on that end. This next tip, sinasabi nila na Jurassic, pero the thing is, I make sure na talagang tinuro ko to sa kanila. And paano ko mawalan ng kuryente, di ba? So, the tip is teach your child how to use a dictionary. I know, not all of you will have a child who reads a dictionary. But teaching them how to use a dictionary is very crucial in helping them broaden your child's vocabulary. Because they have the ability to look up any word they do not know the meaning of. And ngayon, wala nang choice po. Ang dami na pong app sa, Android or Apple man ang ginagamit mo na mga dictionary that you could be able to use. Like teaching basic dictionary skills, dictionary parts, meron pang ang dictionary scavenger hunts and games. So don't neglect this. Teach your child how to use a dictionary in a traditional way or you could be able to use an app. Dahil pinag-usapan natin ang dictionary, this is the time also that you can teach your child to use a thesaurus. And I love thesaurus. Not because it sounds like parang woo, dinosaur, thesaurus, but because it's so incredibly useful to anyone who wants to make their writing, very interesting, engaging, lyrical, tinatawag nila as possible. So a thesaurus is, for me, it's a treasure. That you'll be able to find the synonyms and the antonyms that will give your child just the right word that he or she is looking for. And there are lots of ways for you to be able to use that. Again, ang daming apps na pwede mong gamitin about thesaurus. And last but not the least, I'm sure madami na ako nabigay sa inyong tips. Madami pa naman, but ito muna, no? Para ma-absorb natin ng konti. And I'm trying to practice to make my podcast more shorter. Hopefully. But the last tip is be seen to learn yourself too. So if you encounter a word that's new to you personally, make a point of remarking on this to your child and introduce it to them. Na para makita nila, ang mommy and daddy, gusto rin nila matuto ng big words, no? And it conveys, ma-ignite yung kanilang curiosity. And it shows them that learning is a lifelong process na hindi lang pangbata yung ginagawa nyo, no? Parang, kumbaga, ikaw rin mismo na adult, gusto mong matuto ng new words. At yun ang pinaka-importante. One of the things that, I really learn why I don't teach vocabulary is kailangan talaga hindi natin i-force. And I believe that for words to become second nature, it needs to be naturally used throughout the day. It should be a lifestyle. And forcing the learning for anything will not be beneficial for you. And ito pong tips na to, pwede nyo pong magamit, hindi lang po sa English, but you can also use this to your Filipino or whatever foreign language that you are going to use. So I hope that you have learned a lot and you have concluded, kaya pala si Miss, si Coach Novi, hindi nagtuturo ng vocabulary. It should be fun, isn't it? Lahat naman ng learning process, it should be fun and it should not be something na alam mo na, I don't like to use the word bored, but if they're not interested, no, ikaw mismo, if you're not interested, you're not going to learn, di ba? So, let us give them that joy of learning, even through vocabulary words. Maraming pong salamat for choosing to listen to us in this episode of iHomeschool Podcast. Maraming salamat po sa inyo. And always remember lang po, in homeschooling, relationship is more important than academics. Ako po si Novi Antan, your homeschool coach, and I homeschool. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of iHomeschool PH Podcast. If this episode helped and encouraged you, please do subscribe and rate this podcast and leave a comment. Don't forget to spread the word by screenshotting it and sharing it to your friends on social media. I'd love to hear how God has encouraged your heart today. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. Until the next episode, wishing you a day filled with grace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.